This is Jeff Berner. I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio. Cheap and light enough to travel.
Lights of Burnaby Mountain are twinkling at me, winking at me, because they know. When I was young, I tried to fly on borrowed wings. I just didn't fit those things. I belong below. Standing on the podium, knowing what a fraud I am. Everyone could see it wasn't right. I could hear Doug and the Slugs all say it's too bad, but anyway, the ghost of Terry Fox is looking down. I tried to redeem myself. Instead, it seems I just read myself over and over again. No hope inside. He was a true hero. I am just a, well, you know, the ghost of Terry Fox is looking down on me tonight. A man supposed to do, how is he supposed to win the fight? And everyone can clearly see, I'll never be the man I tried to be. The ghost of Terry Fox is looking down on me tonight. The ghost of Terry Fox. Looking down on me tonight. Oh, the ghost of Terry Fox is looking down on me tonight.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home on Terry Fox Day weekend here in Manitoba. It's the long weekend. Well, it's been like a 4 or 5 month long weekend, it seems. It's like every day, same thing. It's been good, you know. It's nice having time to do stuff, but, you know, gets a little dreary, but we can spice things up with some great music. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way. Did I say that? This is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. Here to play you that good music. We are pre-recorded as usual, and if you were hoping for a imminent return of live broadcasting again, don't get your hopes up too high. That's all I can say about that, but at the moment. But let's just say we're going to be pre-recorded for a while. So here we are, and we're doing our best. You know, it's really the same show. I'm still recording it live. Still making the same mistakes. I'm not like those other guys who edit out all their mistakes. I leave them in because I want you to have the most honest listening experience possible. So you can't call me, but you can send me an email, jeff@telebandagohome.com. And eventually I'll get back to you. I just remembered that Fred sent me an email a little while ago. I got to respond to you. Thanks for that, by the way. I hope you do come up with a show, Fred. Yeah, I do love to hear from you, especially, you know, if you got requests, suggestions, if you want to play along to some of my goofy games, like my, name game last week. Did you listen to that one? I thought it was fun. I don't know if you did, 'cause nobody told me, but here we are. And we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. A bunch of new music, including a whole pile of covers for some reason. We'll be playing a bunch of cover versions coming up a little bit later on in the program today. Just tons of them this week that I found. We'll talk about a new movie that I really liked. We'll talk about a couple of shows coming up. Actually, I'm so excited about them, I'll mention them twice at least. Coming up Wednesday night at the Beer Can, which is right next to the Winnipeg Hotel, Del Barber and his band are going to be rocking out there. And I hate telling you about it because I want to make sure that I get in. So save me a spot if you're going, and you get there before me. Because I got to see me some Del Barber, or maybe I'll just stand in the Eugene section if I have to, out behind the fence. So that's Wednesday. And then Friday night, coming up online, this upcoming weekend should have been the Trout Forest Music Festival. And they're taking things online with something called Trout on a Line, which is a great online broadcast featuring the Mariachi Ghost, Al Simmons, and a bunch of guests, including Sean Burns and more. And again, we'll tell you more about that again later in the program. But we gotta jump into some new music. I've been talking for far too long. Here, it's should we get political right off the show? Yeah, let's do that. This is exciting, huh? Brand new, out of nowhere, new music from the great John K. Samson.
I manage my fantasy baseball team better than I manage my anger these days. And I trade my best pitcher for a draft pick and a picture of the president writhing in pain. It's a weird thing to wish for, but I can't stop wishing, refreshing the browser someday. If I live long enough and the world doesn't end, my wish will come true in a way. And he'll die like we all die, in pain or asleep, and we'll still have our fantasy baseball. And the next fascist fucker in line for the job of demolishing hope for us all. So I'm putting in love now, I'm putting in faith, putting fear on a long-term IL. I'm going outside, I'm gonna help organize something better, something beautiful. Bring our country home. red, white, and blue before it turns to stone. Looking for somebody with the strength to take it on. Keep us safe together and make this country strong. Walking among our people, there's someone to lead us on. Lead a rainbow of colors in a broken world gone wrong.
Trials and heartaches, across your soul. Good trouble, bloody Sunday. Cross this bridge and be made whole. Well done, good and faithful servant. Rest now from your righteous cause. You are free now. Come to me now on the last bridge you will cross. On the last bridge you will cross. On the last bridge you will cross.
Exciting brand new music from Buddy and Julie Miller. Julie, I guess, is really fired up these days. She's writing all these great songs, and often with a bit of a political bent. And they're pretty fantastic. There's two of them there. That one was called Let It Rain. That featured the McCrary Sisters and Steve Earle, of course. And before that was a song called The Last Bridge You'll Ever Cross for John Lewis, the late, great civil rights activist, leader, and inspiration to many who passed away recently. Before that, something new from Uncle Neil. He's never been shy about being political. Often when he gets political, though, his songs really stink. That Living with the War record really... I don't know. Neil sometimes needs to keep his mouth shut, I think, just because he gets annoying a bit. But I like that new one, Looking for a Leader 2020. It's time for a change, I'd say. And off the top of that little set, something brand new from John K. Sampson. Something, once again, brilliant, on point, wonderful. Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World. And speaking of John K. Sampson, last weekend was the 20th anniversary of the album Left and Leaving. Just an absolutely amazing record, which if you don't have it in your collection, you should definitely rectify that situation 20 years late. Maybe we'll have time for some Left and Leaving later on in the program, but just wanted to commemorate that. And I know that John sometimes listens to the show, and I embarrass myself every time I think of that, but that record just it means so much to me. It's just a powerful and incredible thing. Just I still say it's the best songs to ever come out of Winnipeg, probably ever will. And well, the Weaker Than's a whole bunch of them. John does as well, and his current solo catalog, always wonderful. Man, I'd love to see him again one of these days. Anyway, brand new music coming up in just a second from Lydia Loveless. She's got a new record coming out. She's dumped the Bloodshot Records. I don't know if you've been reading about all the controversies surrounding Bloodshot Records, and they all kind of come from Lydia, actually. She's the first one to speak out about stuff that's going on there, and continues to go on in spite of the fact that a lot of the people that run the label are good people doing good things. It's just they kind of have some issues to work out, it seems. So we have a brand new one from Lydia. She's got, if you're so inclined, dial up the video on the YouTubes, because man, it's pretty wacky. It's like aliens dancing around and doing crazy stuff. So you should check that out sometime. But before we get to that, once again, this record only gets, I think we only have a week or two to go, 2 weeks, something like that, which is great because I don't know how much longer I can wait to hear the whole thing together. But once again, we have another banger of an incredible new song from Kathleen Edwards. This is kind of an autobiographical thing. She did you listen to the podcast or watch the terrible TV show called Dirty John? Well, she was listening to the podcast and she kind of saw elements of her own life. She was mixed up in a relationship that was not a good one. And I don't think she's talking about Colin Cripps here. And wrote this powerful song, and we'll hear it right now. It's called Fool's Ride, brand new, Kathleen Edwards.
Love is blind. Whoever bought that line must be a real sucker. They made a movie about someone else, a warning sign, but I went out. There's a run in the road, a pull in my sweater. Something true was in that letter. Loose ends you never tie. Now I know it was all a lie. Cause you know how to spend my money. You know how to spin a story. You know how to take me for a fool's ride in the country. Oh, story. You know how to take me for a fool's run in the country. Love saves the day. Here comes a red flag flying in the ship parade. A warning sign that I
Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Talk to me. Tell me how it feels to always see everything in a major key when I'm drowning in ennui. 'Cause all I do is try to conjure up a little song for you, and when it doesn't come, sky ain't blue, and things show no sign of looking up. Love is not enough. I wonder if it ever was. I shouldn't have to break you down to build me up. Love is not enough. Love is not enough.
Oh, neat stuff there. That's Malin Pedersen. She's the latest, and that song you can find on the Static Roots Festival Stay Safe Sessions. You can go and check her out. And she's a new one by me, but that is fantastic. I like that a whole bunch. She's got a new record coming out called Wild Horse, which you can order up on the Bandcamp, and I encourage you to do so. And yeah, certainly go check out the Static Roots Festival YouTube page or Facebook for that Stay Safe session. It's a pretty great one, that's for sure. Before Malin, we heard Bonnie Whitmore. Oh, Bonnie Whitmore. Remember that time I was being begged to have Bonnie Whitmore play my house and I said no because I had too much going on? Now, I had a legitimate excuse. Let's be honest. I think I had like two shows already that week or something. But I couldn't do it. But man, it would have been good. And then didn't she play like the Rosenbee or something? And I didn't go because I'm stupid, I guess. She's got a new record coming out called Last Will and Testament. That was a song called Right Wrong. We heard Laura Veers in there. She's got a new record coming called My Echo. That was Burned Too Bright. Lydia Lovelace, long-awaited new record called Daughter. We heard the first single, Love Is Not Enough. And off the top of that set, once again, a great new song from Kathleen Edwards. Her record, Total Freedom, comes out in a couple of weeks. I can't wait. We heard Fool's Ride. I hope you were smart enough to chip in for the autographed record. I mean, obviously you ordered that beautiful gold vinyl, right? For some reason, I cheaped out on paying the extra $5 or whatever on the autograph thing, and I've been kicking myself ever since because she's been showing some of her autograph skills online, and they look pretty cool. So I'm going to feel pretty stupid when Terry gets his signed, and I just get the plain old shrink wrap. That's the price for being stupid, I guess. All right, so a couple of weeks ago, we played a couple of songs from this guy, and then last week, we played an entire show featuring his first name, and now we got the full record, and it's great. The album is called I'm Waiting. It's brand new from our good friend Charlie Whitten. Go check it out on the Bandcamp. It's fantastic.
Ask me if I wanna dance. Oh, it makes me laugh, Judy. You got home last night, or if you were alone last night. Wasn't checking my phone last night. Oh, I've been getting over you. You started trying to. Ain't that what I'm supposed to do? Oh, but you ain't in my head. But we ain't making plans. We ain't trying to start again. I still see you at parties. Got all the same friends. I still see you at parties, but we ain't tryna be friends. No, no.
I'm tryna forget about the way that your body felt. Can't picture you with no one else. Whoa, I ain't getting over you. Lord knows I've been trying to. Don't know what I'm supposed to do. Oh,
cause you only cross my mind. Days that end in Y. Think I'm going out tonight.
I still see you at parties, cause we got all the same friends. Yeah, I still see you at parties, but we ain't tryna be friends. Here in this crowded room, I know you feel it too. Both broken hearted, that's why it's hard when
I still see you at parties, cause we got all the same friends. Yeah, I still see you at parties, but we ain't tryna be friends. But we ain't tryna be friends. I still see you at parties, cause we got all the same friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still see you at parties, but we ain't tryna be friends.
Meant the same, and this is how we love, not by a map, not by age, just go out and come back to something different, by your own change, recognize the music and everything that's constant. I've seen it in your eyes. Yeah, I've seen love in your eyes. And it speaks like a pattern, some word from above. But all these spaces in my life, you're unafraid to express, and unwilling to live for less than the joy in your heart. Our conversation is so clear, without expectation and without fear. I guess I loved you from the start. Don't know your patterns, I just feel what you're capable of, as these spaces in my life fill with love. Just care what I'm capable of, now that your face is in my life. Your beautiful face is in my life.
A brand new super group of sorts that features Chris Brown, our old pal, Kate Fenner, and Jason Mercer, all of those ex of the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. First time they've recorded together since the choir. They got a new self-titled record called The Ropes, and it's fantastic. That's From the River. And look for Bourbon Tabernacle Choir on YouTube. I found this old videotape footage of the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir playing at the Spectrum in 1993, and it's amazing. Check it out. We heard Port Cities in there before that. I don't know about that one, but I always did like those kids. They got a new single called I Still See You at Parties that featured Emma Lee. Before that, Jamie Stone, normally like a folk banjo guy. He's got this really unique website coming out with this new record called Awake. We heard Future Promises. Andy Schaaf in there, the hipster king, with a new song called Jeremy's Wedding. Always love a Jeremy song. And Charlie Whitten in there, I Asked, from his new record, I'm Waiting. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. We'll come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Please stay with us.